This is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. It's Independence Day weekend in America. Our call-in number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that great patriot, that no pork eating America. Big Al, good evening, Al. How are you?
Good evening, Vito. Great to be here as always. Hope you had a great 4th.
I did. It was, yes, had a nice 4th. It was very nice. Quiet, played a little golf, basked in the sun. Yes, it was nice. How about yourself?
Pretty good, but I heard you had, speaking of golf, I heard you had a pretty good round that you had just played. What did you shoot? I can't remember.
Come on. No one did. I shot 66. Oh. 66. And on the back nine, I shot, no. And that was for 18 holes, by the way. And then I had to turn in my putt-putt, you know. Yeah, oh, I had to click it on all cylinders yesterday.
That is awesome. And that's a personal best, I recall.
No, 65, several times.
65.
Yeah.
Still. Fantastic. Those who play golf will understand that that is a hell of an achievement. Those who don't probably could care less. But
yeah, that's right. Well, you know, not as exciting as this weekend's PGA golf tournament, which, again, was an exciting finish in Detroit, Michigan. The Rocket Mortgage Classic ended in regulation play in a tie with three players finishing at 18 under par. American Troy Merritt, Australia's Cam Davis, and Chile's Joaquin Niemann. Niemann had led the tournament or tied for the lead all 4 days. He played fantastic golf. Not a bogey on his card in regulation play, mind you, and that would be 72 holes. But in the end, Neiman's bogey the very first playoff hole, and he was done. The next four holes are played between Troy Merritt and Cam Davis, with Australia's Cam Davis getting his first PGA Tour win and a $1.35 million purse. And better yet, he gets a two-year exemption on the PGA Tour, entry into the coveted Masters. Merritt and Niemann, who tied for second, each won $667,500. Plus, Troy Merritt did get a hole-in-one on Saturday. Did you see that one? That was pretty cool. Par 3, 218 yards. One bounce. Boom, right in the cup. So it was a good leaderboard. Beautiful. Right to the end.
Yep, and his eagle out of the sand on 17 from 50 feet out.
Oh,
pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'll tell you, on Sunday, he 16, 17, and 18, he played unbelievable. And you know what? That's how we won the tournament, was that it was the bunker shot on 17 to get an eagle. What a great shot. And it's nice to see the emotion again. It's nice to see the emotion by these guys. You know, last week, Harris English, who is pretty much stoic and very measured, showed the emotion. And yesterday, you know, Cam Davis showed some great emotion after, dropping that bunker shot in the hole for an eagle. And so congrats to Cam Davis for getting his first PGA Tour win. The guy was fearless. It was really incredible how he was knocking down pins even during the playoff, and that's just a testament to that guy's mettle, man. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to watch.
Well, this is the new golfers, the new generation of golfers coming up and making their stand on the PGA, and this is how it's supposed to be. And then if you want to see the older guys that we're familiar with, go to the Dick's Sporting Goods Open and the Championship Tour.
Oh, yeah.
With Cameron Beekman. Won by one stroke to my favorite golfer of all time, Ernie Els.
Yeah, Ernie had a terrible
David
day.
Toms and, yeah, but...
I'm sorry, he best to who? David Toms and who else?
David Toms, Retief Goosen, and Wes Short to round out the top three. So anyway, yeah, he did kind of struggle on the last day, but I was rooting for him to win. I like the Ernie.
Yeah, you know, it's good for Cameron Beckman. That's really cool. It's kind of hard to believe that the guy's 50 years old. I mean, geez almighty.
Yeah.
Just looking at these guys and going, oh, my God, this guy's 50, that guy's 50? Holy crap. Yeah, that was up in Endicott, New York.
Yep.
Good tournament.
So the old and the new. And the new kids are coming up. I mean, even Lefty Mickelson made the cut. Just wasn't up in the top, so that's pretty amazing for one of the old guys.
He's playing some great golf. You know, over 50 years old, he's kept himself in great shape. And the one thing that's really cool about, you know, the today's PGA players is that fitness is really an element of the game. And, whether it's fitness, walking and exercising, weights and all that. So it's really kind of cool to see what these guys are doing and how long they're lasting, and it's really cool. So for Mickelson to win a major at 51 years old, absolutely fantastic. That just goes to show that the fitness program and regimen that he's in, these guys can play well into their 50s and still be competitive.
So even if you play chess or checkers, get your ass off the couch and go to the gym.
Hey, you know what? When you lift those chess pieces up, that's part of that's an exercise, man. Oh, man.
Yeah,
you know what?
Bowling was exercise, but it is.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Bowling is exercise. Hey, this is Independence Day holiday. It's the weekend. So let's celebrate America. Let's celebrate our great followers and our great listeners, our followers, our friends like Sue from New Mexico. She's a great American, a true patriot, a woman who loves America. She spreads the word of freedom, including a great friend to Global Patriot Radio. She puts us in touch with so many great Americans, great patriots around the United States and around the world. So thank you, Sue. And how about Bigfoot, our big patriot? You want a great blog spot. You want an opportunity to read about world events. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. This guy does a fantastic job on his blog. I mean, if you want national and international news, you want links to all sorts of publications from The Federalist to American Thinker to Remix, Hungary, Russia, Radio Bulgaria, Gatestone, Euronews, Brussels Times, just a few of those names. It's a great blog. It's a wealth of news. It's available. Thank you, Big. Thank you for all that you do. Audrey Russo, she's a friend of ours. She is on Thursday evenings on Blog Talk Radio. I apologize. She's at Real Talk with Audrey Russo. Go to www.audreyrusso.com and you can pick up her show. She's on right after Paul Sutliff on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. She has great guests, great patriots like Diana West, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Andrew Biggio, just to name a few people. Follow her on Twitter at Audrey_Russo, R-U-S-S-O. Just another great American. And, of course, we have our deplorable radio chick, Annie, and Curtis from Southern Sense Talk Radio. These people are great Americans. Check out Annie and Curtis's show Friday afternoons on BTR, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, we have our big, fat, soft underbelly, Belly's Blast. If you want to get motivated, if you want to get off of your ass and get a kick in the butt, follow Belly's Blast. Here's a guy who's an immigrant from down under and is a great American and a legal American, too, mind you. Check out the Simone Nicole show on Spreaker.com, a great self-help show. I just saw RZ. RZ, welcome, man. It is so good to see you. Check out RZ on Spreaker.com, Thursdays and Saturdays. Guy's got a great show. He's a great American. Chief, Simple Facts of Life. Thank you for your service, Chief. Check out Chief's show Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. A great American. Thank you for your service. Moving. Thank you for your service. I know you're in the chat room. You'll be in shortly. Of course, we have other great Americans like Golf Dogs, Ducky from Northwest, Boyd. Hey, the Viking. I mean, who doesn't love Vikings? Iggy Mom, whose network with Loki re-energized my affection for the Constitution. You know, great Americans. Paul Sutliff. Paul works tirelessly on his show on anti-terrorism, on counter-terrorism, counter-jihad. The man has got a new book out. Paul, put the name of your book in the chat room, please. He's got his first book, Civilization Jihad and the Myth of Moderate Islam. And it was a dedication to Global Patriot Radio by a man that we barely knew. But he inspired us, and we inspired him. And this is what America is about. This is free speech. This is the freedom to peaceably assemble. So my apologies if I left you off a list, but we want to thank you. This is a great time. It's a time of independence. It's a time to celebrate our great country. America is the greatest country in the world. It is the freest country in the world, despite the fucking morons out there who are trying to change America, who berate America, who insult America. No, the United States of America is the greatest country in the world. Let freedom ring as it does. And, of course, speaking of freedom, Al, if you want to add to this list, please do. By all means, please add to the list. I don't want to leave anybody out.
No, you got everybody, and they are all good, good people, good patriots. And you know what today, well, July 1 was the Chinese Communist Party 100 years. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
The founding of the Chinese Communist Party. So that's 100 years and an ocean of blood. It's been a century of carnage. We have the Chinese Civil Wars, 2.2 million dead. The Great Leap Forward, 15 to 55 million dead. The Cultural Revolution, upwards of 20 million dead. And the conquest of Tibet, Tiananmen Square. The one-child policy, including forced abortion sterilizations, the subjugation of Hong Kong. The Uyghurs in concentration camps, more than 1 million in prison since 2017. And that leaky lab in Wuhan, with a worldwide death toll of 3.94 million and climbing. So congratulations to the Chinese government on their birthday and the pile of dead bodies that go along with it. God, I love our country, and I love our constitutional republic, because these are our enemies, and these are the pile of dead bodies, and they want to change us, but we got to fight them.
Yeah, Bigfoot put a great post in. He says, the 100th anniversary of the most deadly organization in the history of mankind. And it's celebrated, though, by Nike, by the NBA, by the MLB, Major League Baseball, and, of course, LeBron James. You know, isn't it amazing how they these individuals and corporations have no problem with child labor, have no problem with oppression, and America is supposed to be bad? America is supposed to be bad because now we have a Marxist movement in the United States that is telling us so? Bull. Absolute garbage. You know, the issue with China, you know, the door was opened with President Nixon in, what, 1973, or by President Nixon in 73. And the United States of America, in the last 48 years, has ceded its manufacturing industry to China. And, of course, you've got the corporate whores who are looking at profitability, certainly, but at one time the United States was the leader in manufacturing. But, you know, thanks to the communist Chinese, who now are celebrated by corporations such as Nike, NBA, Major League Baseball, you know, they've somehow sanitized this most deadly organization in the history of mankind. Not the United States of America, mind you. Okay, so all of you black nationalists, America-hating communists, okay, take a look at the Red Chinese, Communist China, one of the deadly organizations in the history of mankind, well-stated Bigfoot.
Yep, and they are an existential threat to the United States of America with a space program. They have a space platform already in space. They just fired a rocket that just docked with their space station. The Chinese have become an existential threat to our national security on the ground and also in space. So keep an eye on them. They've done a lot in 100 years and not good for us or the United States of America.
No, they have. They aren't. They are not. They're not. They're not any good. And they're positioning themselves around the world. They are occupying, you know, ports of call on the western and the eastern coasts of Africa. They're building up their military might, and of course they have. They bought the White House. You know, they've got the little chimpanzee in the White House right now. The buffoon Biden, dictator Joe. You know, is taking a page out of. The Chinese Communist Party manifesto, as Obama did, you know, spying on Americans and abridging your rights under the First Amendment, including the peaceably assemble and freedom of speech. Speaking of freedom of speech, Trump had his rally in Sarasota. President Trump, former President Trump, held a rally in Sarasota. Did you see the numbers of in attendance? I mean, there was waves of people. Waves.
I heard, unbelievable. I heard 25 to 30,000 from two friends that were there.
Holy crap. No wonder why the Democrat Communist Party media is not covering it in any form, because didn't Dementia Joe go to Michigan and there was like seven people there or something? They have four of them forgot their masks.
It's amazing. 25,000 people show up for, one, a politician, and two, a politician that's not even in office anymore. It's unheard of in American history.
Well, you know, for all of his faults, he tells it like it is. And I didn't watch it live. I was watching clips of what President Trump had to say. And, you know, he nails it. He hits it on the head. He tells it like it is. He doesn't pull any punches. And, you know, isn't it amazing how the left wing gets their ad noise in a Twitter, and they, you know, when President Trump says something, but they call him an effing jerk. They you know, defile his wife, and they go after his kids, and then they're offended because President Trump says the fake media, and President Trump calls out these phonies and these frauds, and dares to put America first. You know, he understands what the issue is. He understands that the fact is that the government is on the wrong side of everything. And under, you know, dictator Joe Biden, they are putting things on fast track to really and truly dissolve our constitutional republic. It's no more about dismantling. It's about dissolving it. And you know, this frail old fraud comes in, who's anointed, or sort of say, who's installed by the Washington establishment, the government party, the unified party, and you know, he's an utter failure. He's been an abstract failure his entire political life. And we're going to play a clip from Judge Joe Brown. I don't know if you saw it, but Judge Joe Brown was being interviewed by former NBA star Kwame Brown. And of course, no one in the media has covered this. No one. No one. And it's just, it's truly amazing, you know, that this frail old fraud, this plagiarizing fraud has gotten where he is today. It's just, it's amazing. It's disgusting. It's despicable. Speaking of despicable, I'm on Twitter today, and I see a post from Audrey Russo of Real Talk Tonight. And Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern time, she sends out a tweet. When the Dems want an audit, it's democracy in action. When we want an audit, it's white supremacy. And her tweet was in response to a tweet by Jesse Jane Duff. Dems file lawsuit. Now they claim an audit and manual recount in the New York City mayoral race is mandated. And Audrey nailed it. Trump wants an audit, hundreds of affidavits, sworn affidavits from people of voter fraud and voter irregularities, and that's white supremacy. And the socialist New York City, another election is possibly tainted. And now the Democrat socialists don't like the results, so now they want a manual recount, and that's democracy in action. And I thought that was hysterical. It's like these frauds of the Democrat Party, they are so hypocritical. And, it, you know, if you let them talk, they just hang themselves. And this is – it's just funny. And it's not funny. It's serious now because this is a direct attack on our constitutional republic. I don't know if you saw that story, but so I guess New York is up in – the mayoral race is up for grabs. The communist mayor, Warren Wilhelm de Blasio, is out. I guess he's term limited out. So his reign of terror, his failed mayoral term is up. He's destroyed New York City. He's turned it into another shithole that Mayor Rudy Giuliani had to clean up back in the early, the late 80s, early 90s. And hopefully they'll get somebody in there. They'll elect somebody who will bring some sanity and a semblance of order back to New York City, because it's a great city. You shouldn't have any fear of walking the streets, being attacked, being sexually assaulted, being shot, you know, or being stabbed, being robbed on a daily basis, and then not have a cop come. And just keep this in mind. Warren Wilhelm de Blasio, okay, he cut the New York City Police Department budget by $1 billion. First of all, $1 billion is a lot of money to be spending on police, but it is a big freaking city. The five boroughs are huge in New York City. And that asshole de Blasio is nothing but a individual who's ruined that great city. And it's time to get some sanity back and bring some order back to that city, because it is a great city.
What a great city.
Yeah, they want a manual recount. The lefties are all up in arms. What? Not fair.
What hypocrisy coming from the Marxists. So predictable, it's boring, as our old friend used to say.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe Giuliani will put his hat back in the ring. Wouldn't that be something?
Wow. Well, no, Curtis Silva from the Guardian Angels is the on the Republican side, and they have a slate of Democrat socialists who are running for mayor. So I think Andrew Yang was one of the guys that was running. I don't know how he did, but I think one of the borough reps are the one of the top leaders of the mayoral race. So
yeah, he's the multimillionaire who ran for president and couldn't even buy enough votes to even make it into the second round, third round of the Democrat presidential wannabes. He's a nut.
Yeah.
Total nut job.
Yeah, he's going to pay everybody $1,000. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I remember he was somewhat controversial, and not in a good way, but maybe he's changed his ways. I don't know. But
he's older. He's definitely older.
Choice.
Yeah.
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 All I know is he's got to be better than all the other Marxists. So,
yeah, without a doubt. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and lawyer Maya Wiley have all filed similar petitions in court to protect their rights to challenge the election results. And Trump was bad. Oh, my God.
What, they want to challenge the election results already?
Yeah. Well, because see, this is the primary, so now it's a weird ballot system in New York City. So apparently, 935,000 ballots were cast in the primary. So interesting. So it's just the hypocrisy of it all. You know, if Trump files a petition to challenge the election, he's a white supremacist. If Democrats, socialists do it, you know, they're just exercising their democratic rights. Oh yeah, and Yang did drop out. That's correct. Yeah. So he was another failed bid for a lowly mayorship, right?
Yep. Hey, you can't buy a position. You can't buy your seat like you used to, unless you're Bloomberg.
Yeah, right. Or you're Biden hiding in a basement. I gotta tell you, and this really and truly really pissed me off. And you know, here it is that we're celebrating, you know, the 245 years of America. And a Missouri congresswoman from the first district in St. Louis, Cori Bush, sends out an obscene comment which stirred the ire of America on Twitter yesterday, July 4th, Independence Day. Independence Day. This radical anti-American has the audacity to even vote in Congress. This is the kind of dimwits that are in Congress right now, these anti-Americans, these anti-constitutionalists like Cori Bush. Cori Bush tweeted out the following. When they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. The land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free. Now, this is what is tweeted out by an ignoramus, a racist who sits in Congress. And it's funny how Jack Dorsey of Twitter didn't censor Cori Bush for her racist and hateful comments. Oh, and you know what? It's protected by free speech. Son of a gun, your speech shall not be abridged, right? But let's break these ignorant statements down. So when they say the 4th of July, or when Cori I should say, when Cori Bush says the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. So let me remind Cori Bush, who is a Democrat from Missouri, representative of the 1st Congressional District in St. Louis, freedom is for white people, yet the black nationalist Bush was elected in a free election in 2021. The racist radical was exercising her free speech in trashing America. The black radical nationalist Cori Bush was not arrested for her racist and seditious comments because her ignorant comments were protected by, wait for this now, free speech. You see, the freedoms that the radical buffoon Bush condemns as being for white people were actually realized by the bigoted Bush, who was freely elected to Congress in St. Louis. The black nationalist Bush went on to say, the land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free. Well, if Cori Bush wasn't so ignorant, she would have learned history and realized that Manhattan Island was bought from the Indians for $24 in beads and trinkets in 1626. Or the Dutch 60 guilders, the Dutch currency at that time. And don't go off the deep end there. You know, $24 was big money in 1626. And what were the Indians going to do with it at that time? It's not like the Dutch, you know, slew the Indians for it. They paid $24, okay? America's land was not stolen as the Marxists want you to believe. Black people still aren't free? And again, this chiseler, Cori Bush, was freely elected to Congress. She was not in chains. She was not in bondage. She was freely elected to Congress. Slavery was abolished, and the 13th Amendment was ratified on December 6, 1865. And hey, you know, it was mostly white members of Congress who passed and ratified the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery. Oh, and I'm sure it was white governors of the states in 1865 that also helped ratify the abolishing of slavery. And in checking Cori Bush's birth date, the black national racist was born in 1976, 45 years ago, not in 1865. She wasn't alive. As a matter of fact, none of us were alive in 1865. And isn't it funny how the woke Congress just passed a June 19th bill celebrating the freeing of slaves, and Cori Bush is a member of Congress who helped pass that bill. So Cori Bush is a liar and a chiseler. America is such a racist country that Thurgood Marshall was appointed to the highest court in the land in 1967, the Supreme Court, for those people on the left who don't know this, by a white president, LBJ. America is such a racist country that Clarence Thomas was appointed to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, by a white president, George H.W. Bush. America is such a racist country that Americans elected and then reelected a black man as president of the United States. But Cori Bush should be proud, a fellow black nationalist who despises our constitutional republic was elected, then reelected president of the United States. But there were some people who took exception to the chiseler, Cori Bush's comments. A Carmine Sabia tweeted back to the racist Cori Bush, "What is keeping you here? Which black people are not free? Somehow you and Maxine Waters became members of Congress and you are dimwits. Find a better nation, more free, and go there." And then Carmine went on to say about the stolen land, and to Cori Bush's point about stolen land, there's not a piece of real estate on this earth that was not conquered by someone. Your argument is stale. Be better at war. Buzz Patterson tweeted to the chiseler Cori, Single-handedly, Cori Bush has dishonored every black person who ever fought for this nation, sprinkled a little Marxism into the mix, and lied about history of America. Well done, Democrats. Well done. This from Travis. His Twitter handle is at TWines for Congress. So obviously this gentleman is going to be running for Congress. Black people aren't free. Your district hasn't had a white representative in over 50 years. You, a black woman, went from being a nurse to being elected to one of the highest offices in the country. How much more freedom are you looking for? And another favorite reply of mine from Kangman Lee. Hey, Cori, I'm not white. And the promise of freedom in America is for me, too. You can either celebrate that freedom or choose to be a slave to your obsession of victimhood. How good is that? A slave to your obsession of victimhood. This is the demagogues of the destructive Democrat Party. Chiseler Cori Bush went from working as a nurse to elected to Congress. So Bilker Bush got an education. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, did you know this about Bilker Bush? She went to a private school. The Bilker Bush went to the Cardinal Ritter College Prep High School and received a high school diploma, a Roman Catholic preparatory high school, a private school. And do you know how much a private school costs? How do you suppose an oppressed black woman could have an opportunity to go to a private school? America is so oppressive that black people, that a young black girl got an opportunity to attend a college, a Catholic preparatory high school. I mean, at a cost of $16,000 a year, this oppressed black child got an education at an exclusive private school. This oppressed black girl didn't go to a public high school like most of us had. This poor mouth oppressed child went to a private school, then took advantage of an opportunity for learning at an institution of higher learning to become a nurse. Now that's some oppression, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? See, it all doesn't add up. The lazy media buys into this Marxist minutia. The communist canard of dis and misinformation. Black people are somehow still not free. Yet the lying chiseler, Cori Bush, is living the American dream, even as a poor black child in St. Louis. You see the lies that come from these radical anti-Americans of the Democrat Party? This is the Pelosi-Perez destructive Democrat Party. Americans are fighting back at this insanity. This communist and Marxist movement to undermine our country, to undermine our foundings, and to undermine the American people. Anti-Americans, anti-constitutionalists, such as the chiseler Cori Bush, Alexandria Ocasio-Communist, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Mother Effer Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, just to name a few, they are not representative of America. They are a cancer in America. They are a cancer in our government. And you notice how these radical anti-Americans who bemoan freedoms in America are exercising their individual liberties and their First Amendment right to free speech, and they insult America. They insult Americans. And keep in mind, no government police storm their homes and arrest them for such insulting and anti-American speech. Yet these radical anti-Americans continue to dump on America, and yet they exercise their First Amendment rights, enjoying their freedoms to tear down the very country that gave them the opportunity. 245 years after our independence from an oppressive king, the destructive Democrat Party in America today is a cancer. The Democrat Party is now the Democrat Communist Party, and its members like Ocasio-Communist, Bilker Bush, Omar Tlaib are liars and opportunists. This is the Democrat Communist Party. This is the anti-constitutional Democrat Party. These radical anti-Americans know there are no consequences from the destructive Democrat Party leadership for their anti-American, anti-constitutional comments. It is time to fight back. It is time not to take it. Just as Travis at T. Wines for Government stated, you, a black woman, went from being a nurse to being elected to one of the highest offices in the country. How much more freedom are you looking for? You're living the American dream. You got a high school education at a private college, no less. A private $16,000 a year. You got a college degree. You got a nursing degree. And you had the freedom to run for a public office. And you claim to be oppressed? Bull. Absolute garbage. We are not going to take it anymore. And it's time to celebrate America, to celebrate this great country, as Lee Greenwood had stated, God bless the USA. The flag still stands for freedom.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from the sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The flag still stands for freedom. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Do you get that, Chiseler Cori Bush? I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, where you are free. You are free to make insulting, ungrateful, lying, anti-American comments. Shame on you. But you know what? You're a demented Democrat, so you have no shame. You're a chiseler, Cori Bush. We are the USA, and God bless the USA. Al.
Amen.
God.
That's, they need to teach these civics in school. They need a veto rant mandatory in every high school across the country.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, man. It's just, it's, you know, it really, it's a disgrace from a couple of standpoints. One, you've got these people using the color of their skin, and the Marxists have found that this is very profitable and it's very effective. You've got the progressive movement since 1913 that has dumbed America down. And now you have the Marxist movement, which I believe, you know, it started with, it didn't just start there, but in the 60s, you know, you had people like domestic terrorists, William Ayers, Bill Ayers, and Bernadine Dorn, who also launched the political career of one Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama. And you've got this anti-American mentality. And yet they're, like the Muslim Brotherhood, they're using the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. And it's nothing but a Marxist belief system. The comment that when that the freedom they're referring to is for white people is absolute hogwash. It's a comment from an illiterate, an ignoramus, and to state that black people still aren't free is absolute bullshit. And but this is the kind of noise that has come out of the left wing this last 2 years. They tried to paint President Trump as a racist, you know, after what happened in Virginia. And he's not a racist, but it was a tool that the Democrat Party used in order to drive a wedge, and it was successful. And I do believe that Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama had his hand in driving this wedge into America's being racist. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely sickening that this person is actually in Congress helping to pass laws. And she's getting paid by the American taxpayer, an ungrateful wench, okay, who is living the American dream. She's living the American dream. And now this ungrateful wench is going to get a pension for the rest of her fucking life from the American taxpayer, even after insulting and lying about America and its founding. And they're referring to it as white people. It's not comical. We ever thought it was comical, but it's become dangerous. Just like Joe Biden, as Hank said, it was funny, you know, that this buffoon can't even remember, you know, where he was born. Now it becomes dangerous. And it's getting worse with dictator Biden.
Well, Congressman Cori Bush, she's not alone in her talk, the Black Lives Matter movement. And I always kind of wondered, I couldn't get a handle on what the end game looks like. What does freedom look like? Well, luckily, on Congressman Cori Bush's Twitter page, she answers that question for us. And she said 22 hours ago, quote, "We know what our freedom looks like." This is on Twitter. "One, in the slavery permitted under the 13th Amendment." Okay, I thought that was over. "Two, end the war on drugs, end police violence, end health care, housing, and education apartheid. We," in caps, "are the experts on our own liberation, and we won't stop until it's won." That is what winning looks like. That's what it's going to take to make Congressman Cori Bush happy, and I suspect the rest of the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, I'm sorry, but we live in a constitutional republic, and it doesn't work that way.
So,
we are experts in our own liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from freedom and liberty?
Yeah, right.
And we won't stop
exactly
until it's won? That's calling for revolution, period. Revolution to upset our constitutional republic for something else, for a society, for a government, slavery's been ended, but slavery's being practiced in other countries across the world now, legally. But that's not
China.
An issue.
Including China.
Yeah, China. End police violence? Well, I'm sorry, but police enforce the laws on our books. And if they're arresting somebody who's breaking the law, yes, there's going to be violence, but it's not like the police went out looking for it. Someone broke the law, and they are enforcing the laws that Congressman Cori Bush legislate. In health care, housing, and education apartheid? There is no apartheid. Apartheid means that the blacks are discriminated against based on the color of their skin. That is so not true, because if it was true, Congressman Cori Bush would not even be making in the highest federal office for an individual citizen in the Congress. President Barack Obama never would have been president of the United States.
He wouldn't have gotten into Cardinal Ritter College, preparatory high school.
Yeah, the rooster's even saying, wake up, America. This Cori Bush is insane. But she's not insane. She is a black separatist. This is the recipe for black separatist movement. This is not a recipe for e pluribus unum, out of many one. It is the exact opposite. They believe that she believes she's oppressed, and the experts on our own liberation, her liberation, and we won't stop until it's won. She's essentially calling for revolution in the United States of America, and I find it troubling. And the rooster says everybody needs to wake the hell up and understand this. In fact, everybody should get on your Twitter and send Cori Bush a message, whatever you want to say.
You know, this word apartheid is something now that is being bandied about, and it's something that the squad uses ad nauseum. And we all know about there's no apartheid with Israel, but you know it's the false word of the day by the anti-Americans. The 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That would also mean, what, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands? Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, passed December 6, 1865. So, you know, this – here, you know, she's like this, that other one, like Gwen Berry. You know, three years ago, Gwen Berry was so proud to make the Olympic team. She had the flag of Becker, and she's running with the flag. And now the black separatists have found a niche, and the Marxist movement is to denigrate the United States of America. And you know what? We don't have to take it anymore. We don't have to take Cori Bush's nonsense, her misinformation, her campaign of disinformation, and slavery permitted under the 13th Amendment. That's an ignorant individual. And slavery permitted under the 13th Amendment. End police violence. And again, this is another misinformation, police violence. So, you know, where Cori Bush should be out there telling her fellow citizens, don't commit crimes. Okay? If you commit a crime, you're going to do time. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Right? Wasn't that a Beretta song, right? Oh, you know what? Isn't this the song? Sammy Davis Jr. sings it.
Don't go to bed with no price on your
on your head. Oh no.
Don't do it.
No, here we go. No.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
So, you know, why doesn't Cori Bush show a little backbone and call on her community not to do the crime. There are laws in the United States of America. There are also some ethics and some morals to be instilled. And yet it's America's fault now. It's the police's fault to end police violence. You know, police don't sit there and don't pick somebody out of the crowd and say, you know what, I think we're going to go ahead and get this guy today or that girl today. I mean, there is a reason why you're pulled over from a cop. Not necessarily because of the color of your skin. Very, very, very rare occasion. You're speeding. That's called breaking the law. That's why you were pulled over. You have a busted taillight. The law says you have to have two taillights that are working. Policeman pulls you over. It's not busting your chops. You may not even know you have a busted taillight. Right away, the cops are racist because you're black. You're driving a car that doesn't have brake lights, which is a danger to society, and you cop an attitude. You know, it's just like the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't call out terrorists, Islamic terrorism. Right away, they're the victim. Instead of calling out your fellow Muslims to stop jihad, you play the victim card. And it's the same way with these black separatists like Cori Bush. Play the victim, okay? You're the victim. Instead of, you know what? Try following the laws of the land. And understand that if you steal something from a convenience store, Michael Brown, that there are consequences, Michael Brown, for your actions. If you attack a police officer, Michael Brown, and grab his gun, there are consequences for your actions, Michael Brown. You could be dead. The police officer has every right to defend himself or herself. If you shoot a police officer and that police officer shoots back and kills you, that is not police violence. First of all, you shouldn't be shooting at a police officer. That's just a moral thing, I guess. You know, if you rip off a bank, you hold up a bank and you get caught, there's consequences for those actions. And somehow today with the Marxist movement, there shouldn't be any consequence for your dumb actions. You shouldn't go to jail for robbing someone or sexually assaulting someone. You attempt to abuse a child and the parent beats the living shit out of you. You deserve everything you got. There has to be some sort of moral ground that apparently the Marxists don't believe in morality. Nor do they believe in the law of the land. 245 years ago, we fought for this independence. And our founders put forth a great plan. And what they thought was a fair plan. And were there mistakes along the way? Absolutely, because we're man. Man makes mistakes. The only person that doesn't make a mistake is Jesus Christ himself. And guess what? We've learned from those mistakes. And we're going to make more mistakes along the way. But we learn from those mistakes. Slavery. We learn from that mistake. Giving the women a right to vote, which is probably still a mistake. I'm just kidding. Again, what was it, the 22nd Amendment, 20th Amendment, 22nd Amendment abolished alcohol, and that was rescinded. We are going to make mistakes along the way, but we right those mistakes. But according to the Marxist movement today, we should abolish all this. We should abolish the police. We should defund the police. We should abolish our constitutional rights. Well, we should decide what speech is free. We're going to determine what speech is considered hate speech. Oh, so you're now the benchmark for it. Just like the fascists at Facebook and the fascists of Twitter, they're going to determine what speech is acceptable because they don't agree with that speech. Oh, well, guess what? The First Amendment was put in place so that you could have dissenting speech. But today, the snowflakes get their panties in a wad, and they can't defend it. So right away, America's bad, and let's go ahead and start controlling speech. Let's, you know what? You're Islamophobic, so let's ban that speech. Well, you know, that'll work in the 57 Islamic states or the 56 Islamic states and the Palestinian territory. Okay? So keep it there. That is not the United States of America. Just because a conservative voice goes on a college campus today, the snowflakes can't take that. So it's time to suppress that individual's speech. No. No. Your intolerance, your fascism should not be tolerated. Just because you don't like the speech doesn't mean we have to agree with your speech. And yet we have a member of Congress who sends out an insulting, a lying anti-American tweet. And Jack Dorsey from Twitter and his fellow fascists are okay with it. Are okay with it. President Trump happens to challenge the election, and right away they have to take him off. Why? Because they can't afford to have a following for President Trump. They can't afford to have that mindset of free speech. Free speech shall not be infringed. I mean, the First Amendment is actually quite clear. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And today, the Marxists want to erase that. They want to erase the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Independence Day, 245 years ago, and we had true patriots who stepped up and fought for what was to become the United States of America. And as Al said, e pluribus unum, out of one, out of many, one. Look where we've come.
Cori Bush says, When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. The land is stolen, the land, and black people still aren't free. It bears repeating again. You said it at the beginning, but it's got to be repeated. That is blasphemous. In fact, black politician Byron Donalds had this to say. He's black. He said, black people are free in America, Congressman Cori Bush. We live in the greatest nation in the world. Black people have accomplished more and achieved more wealth in the U.S. than any other country in the world. We should celebrate the birth of the greatest nation man has ever known. And that's Byron Donalds. He gets it. He understands it.
Sure.
Just like friend, the judge.
Who's that? Oh, Judge Joe Brown?
The judge. Yes, he nailed it too, didn't he?
He sure did. So, hey, before we go to the judge, first of all, we want to send out our heartfelt condolences to Annie, our deplorable radio chick. Her husband passed, Jenny, and we just want to send out our condolences to Annie and our thoughts and prayers. And I know you all in the chat room have been sending your wishes as well. So, Annie, you know, I know Jenny had a tough year, and as you said, he's in Jesus' hands, and God bless you, and God bless Jenny, and please take care of yourself.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, and our sincerest condolences.
So, Judge, let's set this up. Judge Joan Brown was an American lawyer. He was a judge. You may have remembered him on a TV show. He had there was Judge Judy. Well, there was Judge Joe Brown, and kind of a cool personality. So you had to have watched it, his show as well. I know I did. What you didn't know is Judge Brown is 74 years old. He was actually a valedictorian at Dorsey High School, where he went to school. Imagine that. A black man was valedictorian. There's no opportunities in America. And it became, he went to UCLA. He's a graduate. He was Judge Joe Brown was on former NBA star Kwame Brown's show podcast, and this is a clip that there's a bunch of clips. You can go to YouTube and listen to all five or six clips of this, and I think it was an hour long, but this is about 6 minutes, 3 minutes. No, 6 minutes and 29 seconds. So listen to this. This is Judge Joe Brown, who was going to law school, graduated law school, was doing an internship, and actually knew of a candidate for the United States Senate in Delaware, the plagiarizer, Joe Biden. And, you know, Joe Biden was very good friends with the Grand Dragon, Robert KKK Byrd. And, you know, the one thing that the media has done very well, and it's the DNC media has done well, is they've sanitized the racist Joe Biden, his comments, his life, his plagiarizing, all set up very nicely so as you don't really get any information about the racist Joe Biden. Matter of fact, you don't get many information about it because they don't even play the – there is nothing in the media about Judge Joe Brown being interviewed by Kwame Brown on a show. And I find it truly amazing that, you know, here's an NBA star, former NBA star, has his own show, and everything is put out there by the media. They report on everything, you know. Donald Trump's on Newsmax, and they play a clip. Oh, my God, you hear about this? Something else happens, another conservative, and they put it out there. Oh, what a racist. And then a black judge, former judge, Joe Brown, makes some very direct comments about the racist Joe Biden and communist Kamala, and this silence from the media. Silence. So here's 6 minutes of Judge Joe Brown being interviewed by former NBA star Kwame Brown.
And did, you know, dip his little sweet butt in the tea to make the tea. Then they squeeze Don Lemon's little sweet butt when his wife, husband, isn't around, and add lemon to it, and add sugar from Van Jones, and he cries a few tears in it to add a little unique character to the tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they push this stuff, too. See that narrative they do.
Uh-huh.
You got to think. Like, they're trying to get Trump still for inciting a riot in D.C. What did he do? He told all these people to come and demonstrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the First Amendment, for those who've never read it, says you have a right that shall not be abridged to assemble and petition for redress of grievance. That means you have a demonstration, and the petition doesn't have to be in writing. It's been the law for 240 years. It can be by protest. You have a right to assemble, to petition, protest for redress of grievance. In other words, you got a problem you want fixed. That's all they did. Now, it's been long the law that if somebody independently decides to get unruly, you are not responsible for what they do as long as what you were advocating was peaceful. But on the other hand, look at Maxine Waters to show you where there's an agenda. She actually was out advocating for people to spit on somebody with a MAGA hat. They had support Trump bumper sticker, break out the car windows, turn the things over, get unruly and burn stuff up. That actually is incitement of violence, which is in fact criminal. Now, they don't go after her. They just have this thing on Trump. Now, I don't particularly like Trump, but I'm not against him. I did not vote for that damn fool that they had running against him. that racist dog what I heard the first time in 1972 when I was doing an intern thing at a D.C. think tank, when he was out there with James O. Eastland, John B. Stennis, Faubus came in from Arkansas. That's the fool who said they'd never integrate the Little Rock High School.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing.
They had Wallace there, who was wheeled in, and they had Byrd, former Grand Dragon of the Klan, and they were talking about this young man who had a stupid-looking duck tail like he was back in the 1950s was the last true yellow dog Dixiecrat. And they were talking about Joe Biden, who got up there, and when this speech he gave, I mean, I was really offended. I heard it right outside the state capitol building in Dover, which was a rundown, ransacked old house, 250 years old. And he said, Negro children are like roaches. If they're allowed to integrate the schools, they will infest them, and they will never be gotten out. Negro.
Said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah, I heard it. Saw it. He said Negroes were animals, and they turned the streets into jungles. And he and Senator Eastland had a plan where they could put all of these Negro animals in zoos. Now, we talk about the 94 crime bill. That wasn't shit. The 91 was bad. The
91.
This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. It is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, you will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
Was really bad. The 81 was the one where one rock got you 5 years, which due to some other stuff Biden and Stennis and Eastland did.
Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized.
It wasn't 5 years with parole. They abolished federal parole. So you get 5 years, you get 60 months, and you get released with all good and honor time at 56 months from federal custody. And then there was, that was the 81, when then there was the 79 and the 77. So let's give blame where blame is due. That bastard has been a racist dog. And he used to talk about he understood the Negro because he was raised in Delaware. And he said Delaware was a proud slave-owning state that basically copped out by not going with the South during the rebellion as it should have because they were too close to D.C. to not be intimidated. So I listened to this racist dog. I kept up with him because I was practicing criminal law. And federal criminal trials became almost a lynch thing because of what is allowed. By the way.
So that was Judge Joe Brown. And dogs, you're right. Judge Joe doesn't pull any punches. Calling Joe Biden a racist dog, as he is. I mean, he was with the, you know, the godfather of Mississippi politics was Senator James Eastland. And, of course, you had Robert KKK Byrd. And somehow the affiliation, you know, Christopher Columbus is bad. Okay, so let's go ahead and dump on Italians. Let's tear down all the statues. But it turns out that Joe Biden is nothing but a racist dog who also kept company with two of the biggest racists at that time, Robert KKK Byrd, the Grand Dragon, and, of course, James Eastland, the godfather of Mississippi. I mean, this is just incredible Mississippi politics, excuse me. And, of course,
yeah,
the media oppresses
called them out.
Yeah,
and Kamala Harris called him out during the debate, and that's forgotten, and he makes her his VP, all is forgiven.
Yeah, yeah. The most unqualified individual as vice president, and just it, see, this whole thing just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I don't care if I get any more comments about it. There's no way, shape, or form that the buffoon Biden and communist Kamala got 81 million votes. There's just no way. And she is the least qualified individual. You thought Dan Quayle was bad? She's an idiot. And there's a pretty direct segment with Judge Brown and Kwame Brown on communist Kamala. Go to YouTube. You can listen to it. And he's pretty direct. He talks about, you know, communist Kamala, you know, banging her way to the top in San Francisco with Willie Brown and others. She's just not an honorable person. And you know what I find interesting as well? So during the 4 years of Donald Trump, there was anonymous sources close to the president, sources close to the White House, all bullshit that was put out by CNN just to create and fabricate news. So now a report comes out. That anonymous source reports how dysfunctional the vice president's office is and the hostile work environment that's created by communist Kamala. Not only does the media come to her rescue, but the nags at The View, especially that the chief hag there, Joey Behar, is making excuses about these anonymous – who are these anonymous sources? Oh, but it was okay. It was okay when the anonymous sources manufactured news about the Trump White House. It's okay. It's okay. But now there's a serious allegation that's out there, a hostile work environment. And why is it serious? Because there's a pattern here. She had a hostile working environment when she was AG in California. It's the same pattern with this woman. She is the least, she's not a smart person. So whoever installed this fraud, we've got two really unqualified individuals to be president and vice president. And it's just, it's really sad. And why is Judge Brown's comments, why are they not out there? Very simple. The DNC media sanitizes this whole thing. You know, this should have been out there back in October, September last year. But he Biden's a protected species.
Yeah, I mean, what he said, the judge, it was incendiary. It should have been gone viral the minute it went out. But like you said, they squashed it. The mainstream media squashed it.
Yep, it's amazing. You think that the Democrat National Committee doesn't control the media? You got another thing coming to you, especially, you know, you listen to NPR and how they sanitize things. Oh, my God. It's just, it's disgusting. And that's taxpayer money. This mm-hmm. this whole thing is a sordid. Our founders, 245 years later, you know, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin would be absolutely amazed and would be so disappointed in the thievery and the dishonesty that's coming out of Washington, D.C. Although they knew it. I mean, you got to give them credit. They knew it. And you go look to the Declaration of Independence, really. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. And it's not the idea of abolishing the federal government, but the government would be Nasty Pelosi, would be dictator Joe Biden and communist Kamala. This whole team is sordid. I mean, they are one anti-American force that's in Washington, D.C. They are one destructive force that's in Washington, D.C. And it's just it's truly amazing. It really is. I guess.
Yeah, it was a hell of a find.
So Kwame Brown should be a household name with that interview. I mean, you got to go to YouTube, man. There's an hour's worth of interview, and Judge Brown pulls no punches, very direct. And Kwame Brown is at a loss for words at times, and it was just funny to watch. I kind of like Kwame Brown. I tell you, he was asking what he goes, and he just starts laughing. I mean, it's incredible. And speaking of incredible, this goes to show about the absurdity and the insanity of the left wing. Did you know, Al, that fireworks are racist? So
no.
Yes, listen to this. Scientists found that vulnerable people and communities of color are disproportionately exposed to air pollution from fireworks celebration. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. July 4th, 2021. Yes.
Who would make such a buffoonish remark?
I'm Cori Bush? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, how crazy it is. Hell, you break out the roofies and you rape passed out women and you get out of jail in 3 years. Who am I?
Bill Clinton? No, Epstein.
America's dad. America's dad. Who am I?
Oh, Bill Cosby. Oh.
Right. Who says there's no justice for the black man? You can roofie and rape and be done in 3 years and get yourself undone. Life is good.
He was released on I didn't know this even existed, but there was a specific day that he was released. Gosh, what the heck was it? I know Holdren knows it. Oh my God, John Shipper. Oh man. There's a day. He was released on that very day, and I can't remember the name of the guy. But who even knew that this was even a celebration until like yesterday? As a matter of fact, right before the PGA, CBS, you know, of course, doing their multicultural garbage, they played that tournament. John Shippen, that's it. Thanks. Thank you, Holder. Yeah, John Shippen. Did you ever heard that name?
No, I haven't.
So John Shippen Day apparently is this big black day, I guess. And the ironic thing was that Bill Cosby was released on John Shippen Day. So is there any relevance to that? I don't know.
Well, all I know is that a rapist got out of prison and got himself undone. So, can't say it because he's a white rich guy. He's a rich black guy. So, I guess, I don't know. I guess according to Cori Bush and her standards, there is no more apartheid. We have peace. We have achieved.
I guess so. We have come. We hold your hand up, black power, right? We've overcome.
It's a great day. That's right. Apartheid is gone.
Yeah, it's amazing the way that use of the word apartheid now has become part of the squad's vernacular. You know, they throw that around at every turn. You know, Israel is apartheid state, although there's Arabs that are in the Knesset, but that's irrelevant. And now, you know, there's apartheid, you know, in the United States. It just doesn't make sense. And this woman, Cori Bush, you know, she got an education. She went to a private school, didn't even go to public school. Not many of us our parents could afford to spend $16,000 a year to go to a private high school and graduate. And she's a notable alumni on the preparatory school's website. It's just truly amazing. This entire woke thing is absolutely garbage. It's meant for destruction. It's a campaign of deceit. And the Dawah doesn't stop there. The campaign of deceit is in full stride, and it's in full stride in the United Nations. The UN is a cesspool now. It's a mouthpiece for the Arab world. It's not meant for equal justice. It's meant for domination and supremacy. There's a sultanate from Oman who, Dr. Muhammad Awad al-Hassan, who addressed the United Nations at their, it's the second high level conference held on combating terrorism. Now, you want to talk about Dawah? You want to talk about the campaign to sanitize Islam? It's fully underway in the United Nations and in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The Oman stated that, the Sultan from Oman stated that terrorism is not linked to any religion. Now, this statement was made as the Sultan of Oman was addressing the United Nations at the second highest level conference held on combating terrorism. The campaign of Dawah is not to blame Islamic terrorism, but to blame Islamophobia. You blame oppression. You blame poverty. And then you blame the occupation. Again, a slap at Israel. And this turns out to be the anti-Semitic United Nations, the very country that founded, that helped form the state of Israel, now has turned its back on Israel. The narrative, the phony narrative, whether it's Rashida Mother Effer Tlaib, or it's incestuous Ilhan Omar, or it's Dr. Muhammad Awad al-Hassan of the United Nations, it's to blame Israel for occupation. And that is the cause of terrorism. It's not Islamic doctrine. I mean, yelling Allah Akbar. No. No. It's not Farouk and Saeed who killed 14 of their fellow employees yelling Allah Akbar. It's not Omar Mateen, the Afghan Muslim who walked into a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and killed 49 innocent people and pledges allegiance to the Islamic State, pledges allegiance to Allah, yelling Allah Akbar. And somehow, it's not religion, it is poverty, it is oppression. I don't think that Omar Mateen was impoverished. Matter of fact, he made several trips from his residence in Port St. Lucie, Florida, to Orlando, Florida, which he was seeking to inflict terror on Walt Disney World. Now, you do the math and you look it up on any MapQuest, from Port St. Lucie to Orlando, Florida is a two-hour drive, 2.2-hour drive. Now, if you are going to be impulsive and you are that irrational, why would you make 4, 5, 6, 7 trips to Orlando and case out locations like Walt Disney World, like Universal Studios, and other soft targets, or what you perceive to be soft targets, in the name of Allah? What would Muhammad do is exactly what Omar Mateen did. Homosexuality is an abhorrent behavior under Islam. But let's sanitize it, and let's blame oppression. Let's blame poverty. Let's blame the occupation as the reason for terrorism. Let's blame Islamophobia. Because you can't call Omar Mateen a Muslim. Why? Well, he is a Muslim. Well, yeah, but you say that in hate. I mean, that's the only reason why you're picking on him. Major Nidal Hassan was a soldier of Allah. He was a self-proclaimed soldier of Allah. He had business cards that stated he was a soldier of Allah. Chapter 4, verse 84, go to war for the sake of Allah. Lay not burdens on any but yourself and provoke the believers. Major Nadal Hassan was provoked by Anwar al-Awlaki. I should say Imama Anwar al-Awlaki. He is provoked by the Quran. And so what did Major Nadal Hassan do? He killed 13 of his fellow soldiers and wounded 30 at Fort Hood, November 5th, 2009. But let's not blame religion. Let's blame oppression. Let's blame poverty. Let's blame occupation, because after all, the United States was occupying Islamic land. Oh. So the Sultanate of Oman is a Sunni Muslim, which means that the laws of reliance of the traveler, Umdat Salik, as codified by sheikhs and Islamic scholars and verses of the Quran, are words to live by. So page 599 of Reliance of the Traveler, Islamic Sacred Law, page 599 defines jihad. Now, this is really tough to understand how they define jihad. So if you turn to page 599, it reads that jihad means to war against non-Muslims. That's a very difficult meaning to understand. So let me repeat it again. Reliance of the Traveler, Islamic Sacred Law, Umdat Salik, page 599, defines jihad. Jihad means to war against non-Muslims. That sounds like terrorism in the name of religion. But then, Vito, you're Islamophobic for stating that. I'm just reading right out of their own sacred law book. And what's being practiced today worldwide, the beheading of an English soldier on the streets of England, the beheading of a priest in France by a Muslim, a beheading of a woman in France by a Muslim, Charlie Hebdo being attacked by Muslims in January 2015, left 17 dead, 4 people killed across the street at a Jewish grocery store because they were Jewish. Oh, how about that event? I think it was 9/11/2001. That little event carried out by 19 Muslim men in the name of Allah, financed by Saudi Arabia, that killed nearly 3,000 people, billions of dollars of property damage, brought down the Twin Towers in New York City, the symbol of capitalism, of free enterprise, and attacked our Pentagon. And we weren't even occupying any, under their terms, we weren't even occupying any part of Islamic land. The Dawah campaign that's going on in the United Nations is troubling and it's sickening. The useless nations, as they should be known as, no longer serves a purpose for the United States of America to fund. Now, sadly, we have an individual in the White House where nothing will be done. Matter of fact, he would probably apologize and find ways to limit speech in America, because that's what dictators do. That's what Mohammed al-Hassan wants done in free countries, is to limit speech. If they deemed, if you've insulted Islam, excuse me, but we have something called the United States Constitution, and under Sharia, they do not recognize man-made law. Our First Amendment right is very simple. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. And that goes for the United Nations. That goes for Oman. That goes for Dr. Muhammad Awad al-Hassan. In addition to that, Article 6, Section 2, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution state that the U.S. Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. Not Sharia, not U.N. resolutions, not EU resolutions, not NATO resolutions. The U.S. Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. And that's why it's very troubling that we have anti-constitutionalists that occupy seats in Congress, and we have two anti-constitutionalists in the White House. You've got someone like Omar Mateen walks into a gay bar in Orlando, Florida, and kills 49 people. And what does the imam do? He spends 4 minutes, giving speech. 30 seconds is to talk about how sad he is of the people who died. The next 3.5 to 4 minutes is talking about Muslims being victims. Excuse me, but these acts of jihad cannot be tolerated in America. The UN may want to tolerate it in Islamic countries, Nigeria, where Christians are being exterminated in the name of Muhammad, in the name of Allah. But hey, terrorism is not linked to any religion. Huh? You have that buffoon, Michelle Obama, holding up a sign. Oh my gosh. I mean, how powerful. Hashtag bring back our girls. Wow. I mean, just wow. How powerful, huh? What did Muhammad Al-Assad do? Did he take to the floor of the UN and admonish his fellow Muslims for the acts of jihad like Charlie Hebdo, like in Paris, November 2015? Omar Mateen, June 12, 2016? No. Didn't admonish the OIC for violation of UN Resolution 1618, which he seeks to impose upon the West. You see, the Islamists like the Sultanate of Oman, Dr. Muhammad Al-Assad, conveniently omit not all of the believers should go to fight. You see, and this is what's in Reliance of the Traveler. Reliance of the Traveler, Umdat Salik, has a paragraph in there. If you get bored one day, it's very telling. And it follows the tenets of the Quran. Not all of the believers should go to fight. Of every section of them, why does not one part alone go forth? The rest may gain knowledge of the religion to admonish their people when they return. They may take the warning. Chapter 4, verse 84. Go to war for the sake of Allah. Lay not burdens on any but yourself and provoke the believers. Yet the attack on Charlie Hebdo, January 2015, was directly linked to a religion, Islam. 17 innocent people killed, all in the name of Islam. Why? Because Charlie Hebdo had the audacity to talk about printing a caricature of Muhammad. Now, wait a minute. If we're told that terrorism is not linked to any religion, then the 17 people killed, the 17 innocent people killed in the name of Islam was not in the name of Islam? 3,000 people killed in America in the name of Islam was not in the name of Islam? So the idea is not to confront your fellow Muslims, not to call for a stop, a halt in Islamic terror attacks. And if you use the word Islamic in a terror attack, you are now Islamophobic. They yell the Islamic war cry, Allah Akbar. Yeah, you can't call that Islamic. I guess it's a sign, Al. I guess it's a bunch of Mormons yelling Allah Akbar. Maybe Jehovah's Witnesses?
Well, the Mormons and the followers of Islam do have something in common, and that's called polygamy. So maybe they found mutual direction on marriage. Multiple marriages. But hey, got some Allah Akbar news. 1 hour breaking news. There is a blast and a large blaze reported at state-owned warehouse out in Karaj, south of Tehran, the city where an attack targeted a nuclear facility producing centrifuges. It's the latest in a series of mysterious blasts and malfunctions in Iran blamed on, guess who? The Amish.
The Amish. I was going to say, I thought it was, you know what, I thought the Amish were probably took their cart and buggy over there. You know, boy, those Amish are something else, aren't they? Whoa.
Yeah, but of course they blamed Israel for it, and God bless Israel if it's true, because they just put a hurting on Iran's nuclear capabilities, seeing as our president is doing nothing except trying to give them money and jumpstart it.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
so God bless Israel for if they in fact did, but whoever blew up that centrifuge plant south of Tehran and Karaj, Allah Akbar, congratulations to you.
So who's to say that anything Iran does is stable? You know, when you have a country now that oppresses its own people, their people are starving. You've got inflation going through the roof, and yet you have Iran who's financing the tri-border region in South America. They're financing Hezbollah. They are financing Hamas to kill Jews and to disrupt Israel. And yet the economy is in the shambles. And here comes dictator Joe Biden. Shuts down America's Keystone Pipeline, and then we find out that a seditious act by buffoon Biden is to buy oil from Iran. Now how is that possible? That's even tolerated? You know, this administration is one anti-American administration. President Trump was dumped on it at every way, shape, and form that the Democrat Communist Party could find a way. And all he did was be a champion for America. And you've got dictator Biden buying oil from two adversaries. One, Iran, which I'd like to know what John Lurch Carey's role in this is. And two, from Russia. How is it that we're buying 7 million barrels of oil from Russia? We just shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Biden just unilaterally shut down the Keystone Pipeline. We're now looking at gas at $3 and $4 a gallon in the United States. And you've got Baghdad Bob Jensaki, who is pounding her chest and giddy about saving 16 cents for fucking hot dogs for the 4th of July. In the meantime, it's costing an extra $9, $10, $12 to fill up your car at the pump. And all thanks to dictator Joe Biden, killing the Keystone Pipeline, buying oil from, and it's got to be seditious because under the Iran deal, you're not allowed to do this. It's unbelievable. The United States Senate under Schmuck Schumer is silent. Nancy Pelosi is off eating her fucking $13, you know, a pint ice cream out of her $25,000 refrigerator. And Biden continues to do all this nonsense. We've got 33,000 people who lost their job as a result of the unilaterally shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, and we're buying oil from Iran and from Russia. Let that sink in. This is one destructive individual. This whole scheme to put in Biden and Harris, this is not by accident. These things don't just happen. And now we're going to get mired in this phony and false Green New Deal, which is going to extract even more dollars out of the United States coffers, trillions of dollars. They say $4 trillion over the next, you know, 40 years. How about maybe like $20 trillion over the next 80 years? With the United States paying a lion's share of this Green New Deal scam. In the meantime, the biggest polluters in the world are communist China, India, and Russia. But the United States is going to take it right up the ass because of this whole Green Deal initiative. This is absolute insanity. This is not by accident. I'm sorry. There's so many things that are on fast track, including illegal immigration. You know, America is set into lockdown. We can't move. You got to show your vaccine passport. You got to get vaccinated because it's patriotic bullshit. And what is the what does the communist Biden and Harris do with illegal aliens? Sending them all around the United States, and there's no regulatory issues with vaccination with illegal aliens. They're infected with the Chinese virus, and they're being disseminated among all 50 states. I mean, this is insanity. It's absolute insanity. This is not America. This is not a semblance of order. This is a rogue government. This must be stopped. I'm telling you, we will not recognize this country in the next 4 years. God forbid, you know, dictator Biden even lasts that long. And then we've got to worry about communist Kamala.
Oh, God. Well, I had a little experience. I went to go give blood yesterday. And so I walk in and I gave blood every 6 weeks before the Wuhan hit. And so I went in for the first time, I guess, in over a year. And so I walk in, and they take my temperature, and the guy behind the counter says, okay, have you been vaccinated, Alan? And I said, that's personal information. That's private information. You don't need to know that. And he goes, well, if you want to get blood, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you have not been vaccinated, then you must wear a mask when you go in to get blood. And I'm like, well, what difference does it make? He put up his hands and stopped right there like he's heard it a million times. And he said, those are the rules. I didn't make them. And I said, well, then I guess I'm not giving blood today then. Thank you very much. And then walked out.
It doesn't make sense, Al. It doesn't.
None.
First of all, he violated your HIPAA rights, your rights under HIPAA. He violated them by asking you that question. And I understand in the state of Florida, it's also illegal for a business, a place of business, to ask you about the vaccine, the Chinese virus vaccine. But
it's a private company. I guess they do have the right to conduct their business as they see fit. Just like an airline says you have to wear a mask to fly. And do I agree with it? No. Do I like it? No. But as a, as a capitalist, free market capitalist, I got to stick with, well, the business does have the right to do what they want. It's up to me to use them or not. But as far, you know, just like with giving blood, it was my choice not to wear a mask. And it was my choice not to tell them whether I'd been vaccinated or not. But if I lied, they never would have known the difference. But the reason, what really torqued me about the whole thing, Vito, is that the mask does not stop a virus. So whether I had the virus or not is irrelevant. We know that if you have if you've been vaccinated, there's a chance that you can still contract the virus. So by being vaccinated and not wearing a mask is no better assurance that someone will not contract the Wuhan virus, whether they've been vaccinated or not. If I'm seeing it correctly, I mean, what do you think? Am I out there in left field?
No, you've been right about the mask all along. For one, you've been right about that. I just pulled up the article. Florida's Republican governor, of course, they have to, you know, the left-wing media says, but Florida's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, signed legislation into law on Monday that prohibits private businesses and schools and government offices from requiring citizens to show proof of vaccination against COVID, so-called vaccine passports. In addition, the new law prohibits local governments from arbitrarily imposing lockdowns or closing schools. And guess when that takes effect? July 1st, 2021. What was Sunday? Sunday was July 4th.
This blood center violated the law.
They certainly did. They did. Yep. Senate Bill 2006 passed in the Senate 23-15. Florida House Bill passed 78-36. Talk about overwhelmingly. That is correct. And you're not wrong. Okay, so you've said it about the masks. Even under the coronavirus world news, they even stated that masks don't stop because as you aptly described, think of the mask as a chain link fence that is put up to stop mosquitoes from coming through.
Right.
That's all. You couldn't put it any better descriptive than that.
Well, send me that article because I'm going to go back in and I'm going to stand up for my rights because I was going to be a smart ass. Say, have you been vaccinated? I was going to say, yes, I have, but I was vaccinated for the shingles, not for the Wuhan, which is technically not a lie, I guess, unless they specified. But I chose not to be a smart ass and just walk out the door.
Well, you know what? Golf Dog said, you should have asked if he ever had AIDS.
Yeah.
No, you know, but in all seriousness, here's a violation of your HIPAA law, okay? And it's being lived right out, right in front of us now. All these medical facilities over the last 30 years who've been fined, they've been written up, they've been penalized by the government for violating a person's individual rights, okay, is now being abridged all in the name of what? The Chinese virus. And Governor DeSantis made it quite clear. I think it's pretty clear right here. It says legislation prohibits private businesses and schools and government offices from requiring citizens to show proof of vaccination. Bingo.
And this is why everybody's moving down to Florida, because they got the best governor on in the United States of America. So,
the guy's great. You know, I'll tell you, the more you read about what's happening. And you know, he got dumped on for that condo collapse in Miami, when in fact, within 10 hours, he signed an executive order calling for the National Guard, and apparently the mayor of that city held on to the – oh, sorry, within 3 hours or 4 hours. So the mayor held on to whatever executive order that DeSantis had signed. And of course, did the media make a big deal of this? No, they were already dumping him. He was to blame for people not being there at the scene, when in fact it wasn't his fault. He immediately jumped on it. He immediately went into action. Okay. And even Dementia Joe can't even dump on DeSantis, because DeSantis had done the right thing immediately. And he made his presence down there.
And the Miami mayor is a Democrat. So surprise, surprise.
Surprise,
and
surprise.
The state of Israel sent over a team of experts to help with the search and rescue.
Wow.
I know of no other country. They just sent the team over and they did what they did. So God bless the state of Israel. No other country in the world sent people over to help.
I thought,
except
the
state of Israel.
So the Palestinians didn't send the delegation over? Because they're so humanitarian,
no.
Right? Oh, they didn't send their apartheid team over?
No, but demolition may begin today, yesterday or today.
Yesterday.
On the still-standing portion that was taken down. I guess after, 6 days, the chances of finding any more survivors is slim to none. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all the family and friends who still may not be 100% sure what's happened to their loved ones, and I can't imagine what kind of hell they must be going through. But
yeah, that's sad.
No words.
It really
no
is.
Words. No words.
No
yeah.
words.
So,
I mean,
God bless
you've seen
them
that.
And send them your prayers.
I know Sue put in on Twitter that the CCTV, film of the building collapsing, and it's just incredible what's going on. And now they're finding, you know, minutes from the board meetings in 2019 where the board ends up resigning because the owner of the building didn't want to spend the $14 or $17 million in upgrades because the people, the owners didn't want to pay the assessment or something to that effect. That's going to be, if it's in writing, it's going to be very, very controversial.
It's going to get ugly when the lawsuits start flying.
It really is. It's going to be really ugly. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits, unfortunately. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Annie. And please keep her and Jenny and her family in your prayers. And Annie, a tough time, but you stay strong, baby. Tomorrow night,
you have lots of friends who love you. So
that's right.
Our prayers are with you and your family as well.
Tomorrow night, we have Eric from Kafiristan with Radio Free Kafiristan. I guess he's back. Wednesday, we've got Hank Jones with Poly Sports at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, Paul Sutliff with the Sutliffian Report. Paul was in the chat room earlier. And he's got his new book out, The Cancer Jihad. Friday, Dr. Andrew Harrod, Islam in Focus, his Conservative Friday. He's got a great show. Saturday, Simon Dakduk with the Straight Ray of Grace Ministry. And the beautiful Christie, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, revealing the truth about Islam. And Sunday, we've got Eric from Kafiristan back with the interfaith dialogue, the real interfaith dialogue that's causing agito inside the Islamic world. And Monday, Alan, I'll be back with Mama Mia Knows Sharia. Let's see. G-Ski and Dave, check them out Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, Airwaves America, their show's called. And, of course, Annie. She's got her show on Friday afternoons, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time with her great sidekick, Curtis. Chief, Simple Facts of Life, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. That would be 6 p.m. Eastern Time for those people out in the West Coast who don't know how to tell time. And Simone Nicole Show, check it out on Wednesday evenings on Spreaker, Spreaker.com, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Great self-help if you want to get away from politics. It's a great self-help couple of hours. Some questionable music, and the host has got ADDDT, so it's actually a fun show. And then, of course, I see RZ. RZ, good to see you, my friend. Check out RZ's show, Reactionary, on Spreaker.com. Thursdays, music. He plays some great tunes. And Saturday, he's got a great panel. So that's on Spreaker.com as well. Alan, I'll be back next Monday evening. And happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. America, 245 years. And it's managing to screw up a good thing. But, Allie, party shots.
Adios, amigos. See you next Monday.
Hey, you all be safe out there. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's a holiday, and we do appreciate your support. Sue, thank you as well for tweeting out our show. You guys are the best out there. Please take care of yourselves. Be safe. Yeah. Ciao.
Good show.
Hey. Yeah. I know we, I tell you, that Corey Bush tweet just really, on 4th of July, no less. I mean, These Marxists are becoming just absolute insane. And nobody's pushing back on these people, you know?
They want revolution. I think she laid it out there in that tweet. It wasn't a sledgehammer in your face, but she kind of used some key words, apartheid and liberation. Liberation theology was, liberation from what? What? Why would you want a revolution here in the United States? This is the perfect governmental model. I don't get it.
Yeah, the level of disrespect that is absolutely coming in America, and it's by this hateful movement. This Marxist movement is nothing but hate America and revisionist histories. And it's celebrated by the likes of incestuous Ilhan Omar and Rashida Motherfucker Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Communist and Ayanna Pressley and now Cori Bush. And somehow it's to be accepted as being mainstream, but it's nothing but radicalism. And it's really sickening that these people are legitimized. And what's even worse, what's worse than these individuals in Congress who are making such incendiary remarks about the United States of America, it's the fact that the leadership is doing nothing. The leadership in the House, the Speaker of the House is a useless individual. The fact that she is tolerating these anti-Americans, these anti-Semites in her own house is disgraceful. It's an absolute disgrace. Nancy Pelosi is one of the biggest failures in the United States government ever. First of all, she puts a hit on the President of the United States and allows Jerry Nadler to write a six-page manifesto, How We Resist Trump, and she enforces that manifesto, and nobody calls that wench out, that anti-American wench out, and now we've got this Marxist movement that is attempting to rewrite history, tearing down statues. It's incredible. The remarks that are coming out today about America are sickening. 245 years ago, they were fighting to erect a flag with 13 stripes and stars. And they our founders fought. They lost their livelihoods. They died fighting for that freedom. And these pieces of garbage are celebrating this Marxist movement in America? God. You know, and then, of course, if you oppose any of these people, you're a racist, you're an Islamophobe. I just saw a tweet by Sue. Guess what? Incestuous Ilhan Omar accuses Democrat colleagues of engaging in Islamophobic tropes. Okay, so Ilhan Omar, the dishonest Ilhan Omar, the thief Ilhan Omar, the disgraced Ilhan Omar, is called out for her anti-Semitic remarks, for her lying about the United States military, and committing campaign fraud. And the fact that you continue to bring out campaign fraud with that lying piece of garbage in Minnesota, you're now Islamophobic. Okay? See how long it took a while, but because Nancy Pelosi didn't admonish this individual, didn't punish her, okay, for her anti-Semitic rant, for actually violating House rules, now everybody is Islamophobic. She's the victim once again. What a shocker, huh? Incestuous Ilhan Omar is now the victim.
Always the victim. She is the victim card, racist bitch.
You know, that's exactly right. Omar needs to apologize to America because America had the plan and policy to accept this individual, this refugee. All right, I got to go.
It's gone crazy.
I know. All right. It really has. You take care of yourself. Bye, Sue. Feel better.
All right, take care. Have a great week.
All right. You too.
Adios, amigos.
Ciao.
Ciao, folks.